Tanya for the 21st day of Adar Beis is at the beginning of Pedek Lamed Ches, chapter 38, page 513. V'hinei im kol hanal yuvan heitev, in light of all of the above concerning the greatness and the importance of the act of the mitzvah because of the effect that it has on the animal soul and on the part of the world which the animal soul depends on and thrives on, now we'll understand Psak ha'alocha ha'arucha b'talmud u'peskim, the halacha, the ruling in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch, the hirur lav k'dibur dami, that thought is not equal to speech. That kavana is not the same as having said the words. The imkola kriya shma b'machshavte v'libe levad, so that if one says reads the shma only in thought, in his heart, although the kavana and the concentration is very great and impressive, yet he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of reading the Shema, and he has to go back and read it out loud. So we have to understand, why is it that way? Why is the kavana, impressive kavana, not equal to the saying the words and articulating them with the mouth? And the same is true also in the benching, which is a mitzvah deraisa, that you can't fulfill it in kavana, and also the other brachas that come from the sages, and also with davening, even davening, because davening is primarily the experience of the heart. It's called aveda shebelev. It is the service of the heart, and even so, if you do it only in the heart, then you don't fulfill the mitzvah of davening. On the other hand, the imheiti b'svaso v'leikivim libei, if he said the words and didn't have kavana at all, yotze yidei chevase b'dievet, he does, after the fact, fulfill the mitzvah. He's fulfilled the mitzvah. It's not the most desirable way to fulfill the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is fulfilled. Ve'ein tzadich lazeh, and he doesn't have to go back and repeat them. In fact, with brachas, he may not go back and repeat them. Vad mepasuk rishon shel kriyas shma ubracha reshena shel tefillah shmei nesvi, with the exception of the first pasuk of the shma and the first bracha of the shmei nesvi, there you have to have kavana, and if you didn't, you have to go back and say it again in order to include the kavana. Okadis abreish peribez de brachis ad kan mitzvahs kavana mekan ve'eloch mitzvahs kriya, that for the first bracha, for the first pasuk of the Shema, you have to have kavana. The mitzvah is the kavana. But from here and on, the mitzvah is the reading. So why is it that kavana without the words, without the spoken word, doesn't count for anything? Whereas the spoken word without the kavana, even though it's not the most desirable, yet it counts, it is a mitzvah. The Hainu, so we'll understand it based on what we learned earlier, Mishum Shahaneshama ena tzricha tikun la'atzma b'mitzvahs. Because the neshama, which is where the kavana takes place, the neshama doesn't need to be fixed and corrected through the act of a mitzvah. Rather, the reason for the mitzvah is to bring a perfection, to correct the animal soul and the body, and that comes through the words that are spoken through the five tools of articulation, involving the mouth and the tongue and the teeth and so on, and that involves the animal soul. And the same is true with all the other mitzvahs that are performed with other limbs of the body, that the kavana of that mitzvah is, the intention of the mitzvah is not to perfect the godly soul, but to elevate, correct, and perfect the animal soul and the body. And therefore, in the saying of the words, the kavana is accomplished. The animal soul is engaged in the act of holiness, even though the kavana is lacking. Whereas where there is kavana only, then the godly soul is involved, and the animal soul is not involved at all. And the kavana is not being accomplished at all, and therefore you have to go back and do the mitzvah properly by saying the words. And that's in keeping with what Al-Tadebbe is emphasizing in the last few chapters, since chapter 35, that the important thing is the effect on the animal soul, and the godly soul itself doesn't need to be perfected. Although, as we mentioned earlier, the godly soul does need to be elevated, and through the perfecting of the animal soul, the godly soul receives a great elevation. In the Hayyim Yayim, for the last 2 days, since we missed, couldn't fit the Hayyim Yayim onto yesterday's tape, so the Hayyim Yayim for the 20th of Adar Beis, Chaf Adar Beis, the Rebbe writes that Rabbeinu HaZaken Sipir, the Alter Rebbe once related, Mehatere Sha'omar Meiri, among the Teres that my teacher said, which is the Magid, the Mezitcha Magid, Lefonai B'Yechidus, which was said before me in Yechidus, the Alter Rebbe says, Hoysa Teira al Aposuk Eish Tomit Tukad al Mizbeach Lo Yisichben. It was a Teira on the Posuk. A constant fire should burn on the Mizbeach, it should not be extinguished. The Hagam Shehaish Yered Mil Maila, Bisarusa Dil Eila. The Torah was that although the fire that came down to the Mizbeach came from above on God's initiation, it wasn't created by human effort, still it is a mitzvah Lehevi Min HaHegit. It is a mitzvah to bring from the human. Ki Bisarusa Dil Tatu Sarusa Dil Eila. Because through the initiative below, through our arousal, arousing ourselves to do mitzvahs, there, it causes an arousal above and a greater revelation from above. Ki ruach, aisi ruach, ve'amshich ruach. Because initiative brings initiative and draws down initiative. Which means that when we arouse ourselves to do something, it is aisi ruach. It brings an equal opposite reaction, mele'ela, from above, the amshich ruach, and it also draws down an arousal, mele'ela ule'ela, from an even higher place. U'mitzvah asei lehavir eish ala mizbeach. And it is a positive mitzvah to ignite a fire on the mizbeach. Mizbeach hu odom ki yakriv mikem. The mizbeach is the person who brings himself closer to God. The hakrova atzma ina maspekes. And the bringing closer alone is not enough. It's not maspek. Utzrichim lahavir eish al hakorban asher mikem. You have to ignite a fire on the korban. Korban means kiruv, bringing closer. But in addition to bringing closer, you also have to ignite a fire. You have to inspire. The eish zeh leisichbe. And this fire will never go out. Shehi mechabe es haloi, loy sichbe, it extinguishes the loy, it extinguishes the negative. Es hatayra hazeis omar meiri lefanei eser pa'omim. This tayra, my teacher said to me 10 times, kedei lachkeko be eser keches nafshi, in order to engrave it in the 10 powers of the soul, of my soul. Vayemeli, and he said to me, ato talmidi, Hincha nitzrach l'ha'esh tamid. You're going to need this fire constantly. L'fi she'alecha hutal, because it's been the responsibility has been placed on you. L'chabeis loy shel ha'menagdim godl, because it is your responsibility to extinguish a very great loy, a very great negativity, meaning the opposition, the misnagdim. Ata t'chabe es ha'loy. You extinguish the loy, the Hashem Yisbarech, Yahafech es haloy lehem, and God will transform their negativity, their no, into a yes. Today's Hayyim Yayim, for the 21st day of Adar Sheni, the Rebbe writes, the Tzemach Tzedek Omar b'siyim Sipur Hanau, the Tzemach Tzedek said, in concluding, relating the story that was mentioned in yesterday's Hayyim Yayim, from Chof Adar Sheni, that Zakeni Rabbeinu HaZaken, my grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, who Moshe Rabbeinu the Teres Chassidus Chabad, he is the Moshe Rabbeinu of Chabad. The Moshe Amar Zal Shehatera Nitna Loi Ela Shenoag Bo Teiv Ayin. the Gemara says that the Torah was really given to Moshe, personally. Only he was generous and he shared it with all the other Jews. Eish tamid ha'aliki ha'negeh l'teres chasidus chabad, this constant eternal fire that was given to the Alter Rebbe, that the Magid gave to the Alter Rebbe, nosan harav ha'magid l'zkeni, the Magid gave it to my grandfather, to the Alter Rebbe, personally. They gave it to him. L'zkeni nohag bo tev ayin. And my grandfather was generous with it. V'yitna l'chol ha'eskin b'teres achsidus. And he gives it to anyone who studies and strives in chasidus. Borerli, asher kol ha'lemidim chaveri, u'me'ere b'yesa'esh t'mit tamid ha'aliki, I am certain that whoever studies with a friend and arouses within him this eternal godly fire, in a schare ite, he is guaranteed of his reward, that this merit will stand by him and never be extinguished.